All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Glad you are here on this day, and God's abundant blessings to you wherever you may be. Well, I want to share two simple thoughts with you today, but I think profound wisdom for how we are to live. And so I'm calling today the still small voice and one candle. The still small voice comes from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. Behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and broke into pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. Have you ever considered in the busyness and the hubbub and the running of to and fro and all the things that we give our life to, how God still speaks to you in the silence? That's why we need some peace and quiet at times in our life. And no, we don't all listen in the same way, but to have that stillness, that pregnant pause, that moment in time where it's nothing except the still small voice of God speaking. I think that brings healing, it brings hope, and it brings life to each of us. So on this day, no matter where you are and what you're going through and how much the storms are raging around you, remember, there's a still, small voice trying to speak. May we have those ears to hear. And the second thought is on that eternal light that shines through one candle. Here are those words from this poem. A candle is a small thing, but one candle can light another. And as it gives its flames to the other, see how its own light increases. Light is the power to dispel even the darkest of days. You have this power to move back the darkness in yourself and in others with the birth of light that's created when one mind illuminates another, when one heart kindles another, when one person strengthens another. And its flames also enlarges within you as you pass it on. This is a truth that continues to circulate and be with us in wisdom in the world, that I lose nothing by lighting another's candle. Another loses nothing by lighting another's candle. All it does is enlarging. And so what is the blessing that you need to give today? What is that example of light that will shine that you can extend today? How can someone do that in your life? And as that happens, imagining the growth where the mind is illuminated, the heart is kindled, and we're all are strengthened. What a beautiful vision out of which to live. And I think it's the still small voice that inspires that one candle to bring light to the world. And so as you're out there working, loving, serving, living, giving, doing all of those things that you do, may God be with you always. All right. Until next time, good day.